over the last 2 years, with the huge increase in cost and the increase in age profile of farmers across the EU, it has definitely has an effect, and we're seeing production dropping across the EU, and indeed dropping in the UK. And I think the fact in that last year was a very difficult year weather-wise, it probably seen with very large kills of cattle in the back end of last year. I know we had a good lot of weeks there when we were hitting over 40,000 a week as a kill. So that's probably feeding into the early part of this year. And I think there'll be a projection there that for the first half of this year that cattle numbers will be down. And they've increased the projections. They were saying 60,000 less, I think, there before Christmas. And at their prospectus and outlook conference there last week, they increased that projection up to 87,000 fewer cattle coming into this year.
Brendan, do you feel that has the demand for these products, has it remained the same, or has it strengthened even further due to the likes of Brexit and other factors?
Well, look, in the UK, there's been different dynamics in it. The fact that they don't export as much into the EU as they did, it's having a positive effect on the sheep side. On the beef side, the demand is there because their production has dropped, I think, over 7% in the past year. So they basically need our beef. And the fact that there's been big demand in China, and that has been absorbing a lot of the South American beef, it hasn't been coming this direction, I think, is helping us out a bit too. So the consumer sentiment, the reports from Borbia on that consumer sentiment is good, and they are purchasing beef. Now, I suppose the ones on the pressure side, the manufacturing beef sales and the cheaper cuts are probably outperforming the more expensive cuts, because you can sort of understand that where when things get expensive, it probably puts a bit more pressure on the consumer. But still, overall, the projections are good.